Welcome to Speed Learning English, your podcast for smarter and more professional English. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Sven.
Good to have you with us. I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for being here with us again. And today I would like to talk with you about how to book a hotel. But before we start, is there anything in the news that you feel that has raised your attention at the moment?
Well, obviously, it's how do you call it? The riot, the insurrection, or I don't know. Some even go as far and use the word coup attempt or failed coup attempt of the U.S. government in America. And it reminds us all that democracy is something that you have to fight for every day. That this sentence is not just a proverb. It's a sentence that we have to fill with everything we have. You have to defend democracy and build democracy with everything we have.
It's probably, well, you know, everybody who is starting a revolution believes that he is fighting for democracy. But so now the listener knows that we are recording this episode 2 days before the president-elect Joe Biden is going to be, how do you say, he's going to become president?
It's the inauguration.
The inauguration. And today I heard in the news that even these 20,000 members of the National Guards, what's their name? The Nationalgarde in German? What's the English expression?
No, in America they call them the National Guard.
The National Guard. Even they are checked, their bios are checked, their biography, to avoid that one of them will attack the president-elect. And I think this is quite a very sad sign to see that the country that claims the right to call itself the most powerful country in the world, the president of the United States, is always said to be the most powerful person in the world. But at the moment, it's really very sad to watch what's going on over there. Do we have contact to people in the United States who can share their impression? I mean, it's only media that we receive here. We are not there. We don't have all these things live. Do you have any?
Yes, I have some family members in the States, but they live in its tri-state area, so near New York. But the country is so huge, so when something happens in one part of the country, it does not hit you or affect you as intensive as it would be if it would be, let's say, in Washington, D.C., for this example. But I think even this I don't know how to describe it, happening event affected most of Americans, either positively or negatively. It depends on which side you're on. And it's very terrible, to be honest with you. It's very terrible to see a country that so many people, so many countries look upon for hope, and not making it too big, but it's quite a sad state of affairs. This, and people have to think about it, not to make it as big. Maybe it is as big as it is, because we are getting into our 1920s, but in our 20s. So this decade, 100 years ago, was quite defining for the next 100 years that followed after the 1920s. So I think if we, and with we, I mean people that live in democracies and like to live in this kind of systems, have to be very careful, very attentive to what is happening at the fringes of our systems. Because the extremes are getting stronger and stronger. And if we are not careful, the middle part, where I think the most people are, is going to lose more and more ground. And you don't have to be a student of history, but we know that if the fringes are getting stronger, the middle is getting weaker. And if the middle is getting weaker, the system is getting weaker. So, yeah.
So
just hope.
Yeah. Once this podcast is listened to by the audience, we will all know what has happened. If the inauguration was peaceful, or if there was a riot, or even something worse. But still, we are heading towards elections in Germany as well. And one author which wrote a book about Germany and German democracy, he said that we have to be very careful here in Germany as well, because the Germans have never fought for their liberty. After the war, the Allies, how do you call the Alliierten?
Yeah, that's Allies, the Allies.
The Allies have given liberty and democracy to the German population. Maybe people in East Germany were fighting for their liberty, but we are somehow in a kind of comfort zone. We never had to fight for our rights and never had to fight for our liberty. And that's why the middle part of our parties and those people who are not in the right extreme or the left extreme, but in the middle, they simply seem to become more and more cataleptic and paralyzed and sleepy and passive. And this gives oil on the fire of the extreme wings. So we just have to take care and be attentive.
Svensson, I'm of a different opinion in this case. You stated that the Germans didn't have to fight for the liberation or for their freedoms and their rights. I think the Germans had to fight a lot for their freedoms and for their rights. Just a quick run through history, a few examples. The revolution of East Germany, the women's suffrage here in Germany, workers' rights, or even if you want to go as far as back as when the monarchy fell and the system turned into a democracy in the Weimar Republic. On the other hand, the Americans had the 1776, their independence, where it's a direct consequence of the Boston Tea Party Revolution. So, and their war with the Northern States and the Southern States. But other than that, or folks, and obviously the civil rights movement of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, which holiday is celebrated today in the United States of America. So, yes, these three instances, but they never had this kind of what we have, that you're at the fringe, that your system's at the brink of breaking. They never had that. And here in Germany, we had that several times. Even in the past, with the fall of East Germany, so to say. And I think with that not having that in their history, not knowing what that is, if you play with your system, the consequences of that is really something that I don't think they fully understand. And I think if they had the benefit and of the German history with, or the near history with the Holocaust and then the parting of the country into two countries, they wouldn't they wouldn't have that, I think, the lust to destroy the system. Because if you kind of watch American politics a bit, you kind of get the feeling that everybody hates their systems, but they don't know what the alternative is to their system. And normally, if you topple a system, the next few years of that are terrible. Just have a look at the French Revolution after 1789. What happened in France for the next 20 years? Terrible. So I think we here in Germany or in Europe as large have that experience, have that history. So we don't kind of easily play with our systems like they kind of are attempting to do, as it seems.
So let's hope the best that intelligence will win over emotions, so that people realize where to get their information from, whom to trust and whom to talk to and whom to give the vote in the end. Yeah. So originally we wanted to talk about how to book a hotel. Now we have talked about how to book democracy. So this seems to be a very sad podcast episode. So I would like to end this episode with something more positive. Can you share your favorite joke with us, please, Richard?
My favorite joke? Now you've hit my blind spot because I don't have one.
So today we got stuck into politics a little bit, but never mind. That's also important. Thank you very much for being with us, Richard.
Thank you, Sven. Thank you for inviting me.
Und wenn ihr, liebe Zuhörer, euer Englisch verbessern wollt, dann nehmt einfach Kontakt mit uns auf unter info@speedlearning.academy. Ansonsten danke fürs Einschalten, danke fürs Zuhören, danke fürs Weiterempfehlen, danke fürs Teilen, danke für positive Bewertungen und schickt uns gerne auch eure Gedanken und Wünsche, was wir hier behandeln wollen. Für heute erstmal auf Wiederhören und bis zum nächsten Mal.